弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace out, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，今天安息生日，我们又可以继续在一起来敬拜神。
And we thank the Lord on the Sabbath day we can come here to worship the Lord together.
愿主耶稣按照他的恩、他的应许、他的恩典多多的加给我们每一个人。
May the Lord add onto us His grace according to His promise.
现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经的信息。
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to study the words of the Bible together.
今天早上我们的题目是我已将当说的话传给你。
And our topic for today is that I have already put the words in your mouth.
我们要来从耶利米书来看看这个主题。
And now we would like to study this topic from the book of Jeremiah.
我们请翻开耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第九节
，verse 9，
第一章第九节
，chapter 1, verse 9. Then the Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth and said, "Now have put my words in your mouth."
这里圣经是说神他伸手按我的口，这个我指的是耶利米先知。
And here it says, "The Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth, and said to me." And this "me" refers to Jeremiah.
然后神跟先知说，我已经将当说的话都传给你了。
And the Lord said to Jeremiah, "Now I have put my words in your mouth."
那用英文看呢，他就很明显的说，神说，我把我的话都放在你的嘴巴里了。
And this, in a very literal sense, the Lord has said that He has put His words into your mouth.
那我们从这个月，从昨天开始，八月一号，我们接下来一直到九月。底的时候，我们都要读耶利米书。
And from yesterday, August 1st, until about the end of September, we'll be reading Jeremiah.
耶利米书一共有五十二章。
And there's 52 chapters in Jeremiah.
所以我们用一个多月的时间呢，来读这一卷书。
And so we'll need more than one month to read this book.
那耶利米书呢，是这个在旧约圣经里面。四本大先知书里面的其中之一啊。
And Jeremiah is one of the four major prophets in the Old Testament.
先知书最长的就是以赛亚书。
And the longest a prophetic book is Isaiah.
耶利米书就是第二长的书。
And Jeremiah is the second longest.
那耶利米书一般来说，我们在查考圣经的时候，我们一般讲到的时候，有一些经节会引用到耶利米的信息。
And usually when we give the sermon, we will sometimes refer to the verse in Jeremiah.
那比较多的情况我们会用以赛亚书，因为以赛亚书它里面有很多救恩的这个预言。
But more often we'll refer to the book of Isaiah because there are many prophecies regarding salvation.
但是讲到耶利米书呢，如果我们是谈到有关于要悔改、要归向神的，基本上都会提到耶利米的信息。
If we are talking about repentance or returning unto the Lord, then we'll usually refer to the book of Jeremiah.
因为耶利米书里面是整个圣经里提到最多有关于归回的信息。
And because Jeremiah mentions the most in the entire Bible about returning to the Lord.
现在圣经工具很方便，我们网络可以查考，可以查询呢。
And right now, the technology is very advanced, and there are many tools we can use to study the Bible.
如果你把这个归回哈 return 这个字眼插进去，查看圣经那个各卷书哈是怎么样分配这个字眼的，最多就是耶利米书。
And if you type in the word return into a Bible search, you can see that the most often appears in the book of Jeremiah.
所以有超过一百多次的都是有关于归回的信息。
And there it mentions the word return more than 100 times.
所以我们就可以大概看出来说，这一卷书一直在向当时候的选民呼喊，要归向神，要听神的话。
And so this book is calling to the people at the time to return to the Lord and listen to the Lord.
那耶利米先知这个先知，我们的印象基本上他就是一个很受苦的先知。
And Jeremiah, in our mind, he is one that he is a prophet that suffered a lot.
其实真的在我们从圣经的信息直接看出来的，最艰难的，他所遭遇的，最痛苦的，大概就是耶利米。
And so from what we can see in the Bible, we can see that Jeremiah is one that suffered the most.
他所受到的对待以及他所经历的痛苦基本上都是最多的。
And the treatment that he received and the pain that he received is often the worst.
所以在耶利米书里面我们看到这个先知、哦、他是常常流泪为他的百姓哀哭也为整个国家哀哭的。
And so we can see that Jeremiah is a prophet that often weeps for his people and for his nation.
他基本上在传讲信息的时候、啊、大部分的人都是跟他敌对的了。
And when he is preaching the message, most people are opposing him.
从整个书来看、哦、只有极少数几个人他会很感谢耶利米所讲的话。
And from his from this book, we can see that only a few people appreciate the words of Jeremiah.
上到君王到祭司到这些官长到百姓到最低层的人所有人基本上都跟耶利米敌对。
And from the kings to the priests to the common people, almost everybody opposes Jeremiah.
也可以说如果用一个比较大的角度来看他等于用一个人神用一个人要去抵挡整个国家。
And from a broader angle, we can see that God is using this one person to go against the entire nation.
那这个先知啊其实也是很特别的。
Yeah, but this prophet is a special prophet.
因为他是神特用的。
Because he is one that is specially used by the Lord.
在他还没有出生的时候神就说他已经神已经选召他了。
And before he was even born, the Lord has already called him.
要选召他出来做先知。
And the Lord has called him to become a prophet.
要选他出来讲别人不喜欢听的话。
And to speak the words that people will not listen to.
但是他的个性基本上又是那种很感性的。然后他又不是那种很容易骂人的人。
He's an emotional person and he does not rebuke people very, very often.
他是一个很温柔的人呢。
He is a very gentle person.
但是神要他扮演一个非常刚强的角色。
But God wants him to be a very strong personality.
那这件事情对耶利米先知来说，这是一个很大的负担。
And this is a very great burden for Prophet Jeremiah.
但是我们如果从耶利米书看来啊。
But if we read the book of Jeremiah,
那个神的旨意啊，真的是非常奇妙。
You can see the wonderful will of the Lord.
那神的作为也超乎我们人所能够想象的。
And his deeds and actions is beyond our imagination.
那最后，耶利米先知真的成为一个非常勇敢的先知。
And in the end, Prophet Jeremiah indeed became a brave prophet.
他被神训练到真的像铜墙铁壁。
And he was trained by the Lord to become as strong as an iron wall.
那但最后他的遭遇也很凄惨。
But in the end, his ending was very, very pitiful.
可是我们看耶利米书最后里面他所描述的、啊、他的遭遇、哦、
If you look at the experiences that Jeremiah had gone through in this book,
我们会发现说耶利米这个人呢、啊，他真的是神所高立的人。
And we can see that Jeremiah is indeed one that is anointed by the Lord.
他的名字本身就是神所高的。
And his name itself literally means anointed by the Lord.
那耶利米先知这个人的表现，后来被主耶稣那个时代人把他认为耶稣基督就像耶利米一样。
And his actions has been compared to the Lord Jesus in the Lord Jesus' time.
我们如果看一下马太福音第十六章
，If we read Matthew chapter 16,
马太福音第十六章
，Matthew chapter 16.
第十六章第十五节十三节
Chapter 16 verse 13
十三节请读到第十五节
Chapter 16 verse 13 to 15 In 13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? Verse 14, they replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Verse 15, But what about you, he asked, Who do you say I am?
你看这一段主耶稣特别问当时候的门徒说人说我人子是谁到底 人家认为我是谁啊
And here the Lord Jesus asked his disciples Who do people say the Son of Man is?
有人就说、啊、是施洗约翰啊又像以利亚
And some say John the Baptist And some say Elijah
特别说有人说是耶利米
And still others Jeremiah
或者是先知里面的一位
Or one of the prophets
那这个先知的一位就是说这个先知是充满能力充满勇气那个信息是充满、啊、充满力量的
And one of the prophets means that his message is full of power and authority.
特别说，这耶稣他说像耶利米一样啊。
And here they especially mention Jeremiah.
那表示说我们在读耶利米书的时候，我们要看到耶稣基督的影子。
And so when we read the book of Jeremiah, we need to see the shadow of the Lord Jesus.
为什么当时候那些门徒或者是当代的人，他们会把耶稣基督看成是耶利米呢？
And why is it that the people at the time compared the Lord Jesus to Jeremiah?
这就是我们在读先知书的时候，我们要特别注意他所预表的这个基督的这个信息。
And this is what we need to pay attention to when we read the book of Jeremiah, the prefiguration of the Lord Jesus.
好，所以我们现在看回来耶利米书第一章。
And let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 1.
我们今天早上要来谈一谈神给耶利米的这个工作。
And this morning we'd like to talk about the work that the Lord Jesus has entrusted to Jeremiah.
我们要从这段圣经里面来学习，我们要很清楚的知道神把他的话语也放在我们的口中。
And if we want to learn from these verses and this book, we need to understand that God has already put the words in our mouth.
我们需要学习先知那么勇敢的把神所给我们的话把它讲出去。
And we need to learn from the prophets and bravely preach the words that the Lord has put into our mouth.
因为神他把他的话放在我们的口中，一定就是要把我们的口当作他的口，替神说话。
And because the Lord has put his words in our mouth, he will use our mouth as his own mouth to speak for him.
那我们的口要能够说出神的话，我们就一定要非常谨慎我们的舌头。
And if we want to speak the words of the Lord, then we need to be mindful of our tongue.
我们要非常的谨慎我们的行为。
And we need to be mindful of our actions.
我们要非常的有勇气才能够把这个人家不喜欢听的话讲出去。
And we need to have great courage to speak the words that people do not want to listen to.
所以耶利米书呢，我们要一章一章的读。那弟兄姐妹，如果能够从每一章的信息里面去看到神所给我们讲的话，然后我们能够去把它传扬，那么我们其实就真的在跟随耶稣基督。
And we'll read the book of Jeremiah chapter by chapter. If we could see the words that the Lord wants us to speak, then we could truly follow the Lord Jesus.
这里面有很这在耶利米书里面，我们会看到一些故事。
In the book of Jeremiah, we'll see some stories.
我们会看到一些诗歌。
And we'll see some songs.
那诗歌表示说，他有时候用表达是用诗歌的形态表达，像诗篇一样的。
And sometimes it means that sometimes he will express his words in the form of songs.
我们在读的时候，我们就这样子一章一章读过去。
And when we read it, we'll read it chapter by chapter.
如果能够把每一章你觉得很感动的话把它记起来，这就够了。
And if you can remember the words that move you, then this is enough.
那我们在聚会当中呢，我们从讲道人口中，我们就会能够把这些信息把它连贯起来，能够看到整个神救恩的计划。
In the sermons, we can put it together with the words that the speakers say, then we can see the words of the Lord.
耶利米到底是什么时代的人呢？
And Jeremiah, what time does he belong to?
我们现在看第一章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 1.
从第一节读到第二节。
From chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. In verse 1, the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. Verse 2, the word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah.
这两节圣经在讲耶利米他的背景。
And these two verses talk about the background of Jeremiah.
他是祭司的家庭长大的。
And he is born in the family of priests.
那他特别说他的爸爸叫做希勒家。
And here it says his father is Hilkiah.
表示说他是一个当时就是一个祭司。
And at that time he was a priest.
他住在便雅悯地的亚拿图城里。
And he lives in Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin.
便雅悯地当时以色列百姓各支派他们支派里面呢，都有分配一些城市是给祭司利未人住的。
And for each of the tribes of Israel at the time, they have a city especially for the priests.
因为利未人本身他们在迦南地，他们没有产业，没有说哪一块土地是专门属利未人的。
And because the Levites do not have their own territory.
那利未人是分散在各支派当中的一些城市里。
And the Levites are spread among all of the different tribes.
现在特别说耶利米是在便雅悯地的亚拿图城这个城市长大的人。
And here mentioned Jeremiah was he grew up in Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin.
你如果查看地图，你就会发现这个是一个小地方，犹大地北边的一个乡村呢。
And you can from the maps, you can see that this is a very small village in the north of Judah.
所以耶利米本身他不是那种 在城市长大的人，他是在乡村长大的人。
And so Jeremiah is not one who grew up in the big city, but he grew up in the countryside.
我们知道一个人他在城市长大跟在乡村长大，他那个表现出来他对事情的看法不太一样的。
You can see that a person that grows up in the city will have different mindset than those that grew up in the countryside.
他现在神要他从乡村到耶路撒冷的王宫里面去对当时候的祭司贵胄以及君王传讲话。
And now God wants him to come out of the countryside and go to Jerusalem, to the city to preach to the priests and the kings.
所以现在他从一个乡下小孩子，现在要到城市里面去对那些大官讲话了。
And so from a child in the countryside, now he needs to go into the city and speak to the priests and kings.
他说他那时候是在约西亚做在位第十三年的时候，神的话临到他。
And here it says, on the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, the word of the Lord came to him.
这个约西亚王他在位的时候是公元前640年到609年。
And Josiah reigned from 640 BC to 609 BC.
所以他这个约西亚王做王31年。
And so Josiah was king for 31 years.
我们之前几个月我们在读列王记上下。
And a few months ago, we were reading First and Second Kings.
列王记下的二十几章那个地方就是约西亚王的时代。
And from Second Kings chapter 20 some four.
大概二十二章左右。
About chapter 22 is where the king, which King Josiah reigned.
那这个就是这个约西亚王就是。在犹大王国被灭之前啊，做一个很重要的那个信仰复兴的一个王。
And Josiah is the king that did a great work of a revival of the faith before the destruction of the kingdom.
那这个约西亚王，他第三年的时候，大概就是公元前627年的时候了。
And the 13th year of King Josiah is about 627 BC.
好，所以在这个时候，神的话就临到耶利米。
And so at this time, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
那这个第三节开始。
And from verse 3 forward.
我们现在读第三节。
Let's read verse 3. Verse 3. And through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the fifth month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem were into exile.
这个他说他现在做先知经历的王，从耶西亚王接下来经历的约雅敬王。到最后的西底家王。
And he was a prophet through Josiah, Jehoiakim, and to Zedekiah.
那这个西底家王就是犹大国王国的时候那个王。
And King Zedekiah is the king of Judah when Jerusalem was exiled.
那这个他在位的末年，因为他在位就是第十一年的五月，耶路撒冷被掳的时候，就是耶利米先知他眼睁睁的看着这个外国的势力入侵耶路撒冷，把耶路撒冷城毁了，把圣殿烧了。
And the fifth month of the 11th year is when Jerusalem went into exile, and this is when Jeremiah saw with his own eyes the destruction of the city.
所以在众先知当中，耶利米他所看到的就是最残忍的场面。
And so, for among all the prophets, Jeremiah saw the most cruel scenery.
他之前就已经一再预言会有这个结果来到。
And he has been prophesizing about this result.
他当时候就一直跟百姓警告说，要听神的话，要离开罪恶，要离弃偶像，才能够免除这个灾祸。
And he has been warning the people to depart from sin and depart from their idols to avoid this destruction.
可是当时候没有人要听他。
But at that time, nobody listened to him.
可是神要他一直讲。
But God wanted him to continue to speak.
讲到最后，他亲眼看到。他所讲的预言实现。
In the end, he saw his own prophecies come true.
所以我们就看到，在这种情况下，耶利米先知他的心情是多么样的忧伤。
And so we can see how sorrowful Jeremiah is at this time.
他就说明明跟你说不要要改变，不然这个结果会来，现在就应验了。
And he may be thinking, I've been telling you, you need to change, or else this will happen, and now it has happened.
那个场面其实是非常残酷的。
And this scene was actually very cruel.
那这是为什么耶利米先知他看到整个耶路撒冷城跟圣殿被毁的情景，他心情哀伤到写出了耶利米哀歌。
And so when he saw the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, he wrote the book of Lamentations.
所以耶利米哀歌就是耶利米他亲眼看到这个整个国度被毁的时候所留下的信息，跟神要他给百姓提出来警告。
Lamentation is what Jeremiah wrote when he saw the destruction And this is what God wanted him to write as a warning.
那你看他这样子看到这么残忍的事情，但是他其实他内心并不是那种很失望、很绝望的心情。
And seeing such a cruel situation happening before him, he did not lose hope.
耶利米所写的耶利米哀歌里面有一句很重要的话。
In the book of Lamentation, there is a very important message.
我们现在看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn to Lamentation chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentations chapter
3. 第三章第二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
二十二节到二十三节。
Verse 22 and 23. Verse 22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
第二十四节继续。
Verse 24. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him.
你看这里，他说我们不至于消灭，是因为是出于神诸般的慈爱，因为他的怜悯不至断绝。
It says that we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail.
每一天早晨，这都是新的。
And there are new every morning.
就是神的慈爱和怜悯都是新的。
And that is the compassion and the mercy of the Lord is new every morning.
神的诚实极其广大，永远不改变。
And great is your faithfulness.
所以今天在耶利米他的信息里面，他一直看到了神的慈爱跟怜悯。
And so in the message of Jeremiah, he continued to see the mercy and compassion of the Lord.
他很清楚知道神是我的份。
And he knows that the Lord is his portion.
因为他是神所高立的人。
Because he is one that is anointed by the Lord.
他相信神必然施恩救拯救。
And he believes that the Lord will have mercy and save him.
他说我要仰望神。
And that he will look to the Lord.
这就是耶利米他做先知整个过程当中，他里面所表达出来的。在耶利米书里面可以看到的。
And this is what Jeremiah expresses in his book.
所以我们如果看到他从约西亚王在位第十三年到最后西底家王被灭的时候，他其实等到那个犹大王被灭之后，他还继续当先知。
And so from the 13th year of Josiah to the destruction of Jerusalem, he continued to be a prophet.
所以从627年到公元586年，这个就是那个犹大国被灭的那一年，就是586年。
And from 627 BC to 586 BC, 586 BC is when Jerusalem was destroyed.
所以差不多40年左右。
About 40 years.
那其实耶利米先知他工作时间超过40年。
But Jeremiah's work was more than 40 years.
那这个就是耶利米他的这是背景。
And this is the background of Jeremiah.
那现在神在他圣经没有告诉我们说耶利米到底活几岁了。
And the Bible did not tell us how long Jeremiah lived.
但是我们知道他后来是被这些剩余的民带到埃及去，死在埃及的。
But we know that he was brought to Egypt by the remnant of the people, and he died in Egypt.
那他其实是最后非常的他所遭遇的事呢是我们一般人说我们都不想要遭遇这样的事情的。
And what he encountered later is something that nobody will want to encounter.
就是他其实一生当中都是为着神在受苦了。
And he suffered for the Lord most of his life.
但是我们从耶利米书里面，我们没有看到耶利米在哀叹。
But from Jeremiah, we can see that he did not complain.
他的悲哀都是为了他神的国度以及他的百姓。
And his sadness and sorrow is for the people and for the nation.
所以耶利米书我们这样从现在开始读，我们会发现呢，我们要从耶利米里面去他的这个人里面去得到我们应该效法的榜样。
And so when we read the book of Jeremiah, we need to find examples that we need to follow.
所以通常我们在读先知书的时候，我们要注意几件事情。
So when we're reading the book of the prophets, we need to be mindful of a few things.
我们要去一开头他都会先介绍他的这个人是谁。
And in the beginning, it would introduce who this person is.
所以试着去思想一下，先知这个人本身，我们能不能够效法？
And so we need
他到底有什么特质我们可以学？
We need to think about if there's something that we can learn from this prophet, and if he has any special characteristics we can imitate.
当然，先知是神特别选的人。
And of course, the prophet is chosen by the Lord.
当时候神一定有给他的工作，所以神选他。
And at that time, the Lord has worked for him, so he has chosen him.
我们今天其实都是神特选的人呢。
And today, we are all chosen by the Lord.
我们都是神从万民当中所拣选的百姓。
We are all chosen among the thousands of people.
那神所选我们出来以后，他一定有目的的。
And God has chosen us for a purpose.
到底神选我们来教会里面做什么？
Why did God choose us to be in this church?
我们被神选召来进入救恩里面，我们有一个使命要完成。
When we are chosen by the Lord into salvation, there is a commission for us.
是的，我们来今天坐在教会里面享受安息日。
And today we come here to enjoy the Sabbath.
因为神的恩典临到我们。
Because the grace of the Lord is upon us.
但是这个不能够成为我们的主要的目标。
But this cannot be our only purpose.
我们在这里享受神的恩典的同时。
And in the same time as we are enjoying His grace.
我们一定要想，那神给我这些恩典到底？要我做什么？
We need to think about why did the Lord give us this grace? What do we need to do?
我们要去传扬主耶稣基督的福音呢。
We need to preach His gospel.
所以主耶稣说，你看他要我们往普天下去传福音给万民听哦。
And so the Lord Jesus says that we need to preach His words to all the earth.
我们每一个被选召的，一定有神要我们工作的项目。
And every one of us who has been called has work to do.
神一定给我们相对的恩赐。
God will give us the appropriate ability.
那所以我们现在读先知书的时候，我们看到这样的重点。
So when we read the book of prophet, we will see this point.
那现在耶利米他是怎么样去完成神的工作的
？And how does Jeremiah complete the work of God?
那我是不是了解神所给我的工作
？And do I understand the work that God has assigned?
我要怎么样从圣经里面去得到这样一个？提醒，然后我也能够去完成神在我身上的旨意呢
？And how can I receive the reminder from the Bible and complete the will of the Lord？
这是第一个，从这个作者本身去看这样一个重点。
And first, we need to see this point from the author himself.
第二个，先知书通常都是神把他的要跟百姓讲的话先传给他。
And secondly, God often gives the word He will speak to the people to the prophet first.
所以我们要抓住先知所讲的信息的重点。
So we need to grasp on to the point of the message from the prophet.
基本上，他这个信息都是跟责备、警告有关系的。
And basically, all of his message has to do with warning and rebuke.
如果百姓他们当时做得很好
，if the people at the time did well,
基本上神就不需要派先知去指责。
Then God will not send the prophet to rebuke.
因为本来神就已经有设立祭司这个工作了。
Because God has already established the job of a priest.
祭司就是在教导这个神的选民有关于神的律法。
And the priest is to teach the law of the Lord.
所以平常的工作，这些有关于敬拜神这些应该要注意的，本来祭司就可以执行。
And in their normal worship and what they need to do to worship, this is the job of the priest.
但是当祭司他们没有在执行神所交付他们的工作的时候的同时
，But if the priests do not do their job,
那百姓他们的心就偏向别的神
，then the heart of the people will go turn towards other gods.
也就在这个时候，这个整个神的国度、选民的社会里面就会出现。违背神犯罪的这些现象出来。
At this time, in the chosen people of the Lord, they will have rebellious acts.
在这个时候，神就兴起先知去责备。
Then at this time, the Lord will call up the prophet to rebuke.
然后提出要回头的这个路线。
And then to bring out a way to return.
所以说，神一定会把百姓的错误指出来之后，要他们怎么样去改变，要做什么相对的反省，这个一定神会说的。
And so God will point out their mistakes and then point out how they should repent and turn back.
所以我们要从先知书里面去看到神的这个提醒跟神的责备。
And so from the book of the prophets, we need to see the reminder of the Lord and His rebuke.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们就是在照镜子。
So when we're reading the Bible, we're actually looking into a mirror.
每一天都在照镜子。
And every day we're looking into the mirror.
从神的话语里面去反省，我们到底有没有离开神很远
？And from the words of the Lord, we can reflect: Have we departed from the words of the Lord?
我们生命当中有没有任何事情是神所不喜悦的事
？Are there anything in our life that is displeasing to the Lord?
哦，每一天照镜子，我们如果发现有神不喜悦的事情，能不能把它拿走？那么我们这个照镜子的功夫就是变成我们成圣的功夫了。
And we look into the mirror and we see that things that the Lord does not like and we could take them away, then we'll become sanctified.
所以我们不但是读圣经听道理，我们还会去行道理。
And so not only do we read the Bible and listen to the truth, will also practice the truth.
所以我们就要从这个信息里面去得到这个神所给我们每一天的灵粮。
And so from the words, from these messages, we need to receive the spiritual food from the Lord.
那这样子我们的生活一定会越来越圣洁。
Then our life will become more and more holy.
所以我们在读先知书的时候，一定要注意它里面的这个警告的信息。
So when we read the book of the prophets, we need to be mindful of the rebuke.
这是对我们讲的。
This is talking to us.
我们在读的时候，绝对不能把它当作历史再看看而已。
And we should not read it as if it was just reading history.
这是第二件事。
And this is the second point.
第三件事。
And the second point, the third point.
先知的信息里面通常都充满着预言。预言。
The message of the prophet is often filled with prophecies.
那这个预言当时候是有两个层面的。
And the prophecies has two sides to them.
马上就是他们当时候历史间会应验，就是比如说那个耶路撒冷城圣殿会被毁，这是当时候耶利米书里面所提出的预言。
And the first side to them is what will happen immediately. For example, that Jerusalem will be destroyed.
但是预言的另外一个层面就是有关于救恩，耶稣基督救恩的预言。
But the other side of the prophecy is what has to do with salvation.
那我们在读圣经的时候，在特别在读旧约先知书，一定要看到有关于主耶稣基督的影子。
And so when we read the Old Testament in the book of the prophets, we need to see the image of the Lord Jesus.
那这样子，我们所读的旧约圣经就能够跟新约里面我们现在所领受的救恩，把它联系在一起了。
Then we could put together what's in the Old Testament along with what's in the New Testament.
有时候我们在新约圣经里面，在领受这个恩典的时候，我们有时候人在福中不知福了。
And sometimes in the New Testament, we receive His grace, we do not realize the blessings that we have.
但是我们如果反过去去看旧约时代神所预告的那个影子，我们有时候反过来会看到说，原来神所应许给我们有这么丰富。
But if we can go back to the Old Testament and see the shadow of the things to come, then we will realize how much God has given us.
那其实我们可以领受更多的。
And there is more that we can receive.
有时候我们是把它忽略了而已。
But sometimes we overlook them.
所以在因为先知书里面是有关于基督的预言是很重要的一部分，主耶稣特别讲的。
In the book of the prophets, there's a certain prophecies regarding the Lord Jesus that are very important.
我们现在看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
第44节。
Chapter 24, verse 44.
24章44节。
Chapter 24, verse 44.Verse 44, he said to them, This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled as written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
接下去45节。
Verse 45, then he opened their minds so that they can understand the scriptures.
你看这里主耶稣跟他的门徒特别在介绍他自己，从摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的有关他自己的预言都把他们讲解清楚。
Here the Lord Jesus is telling the disciples about himself, everything in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, that he will explain it to them.
第四十五节特别说，当主耶稣开他们心窍的时候，他们就能够明白圣经了。
In verse 45, then he opened their minds so that they can understand the scriptures.
所以你看，今天我们在接下来这个一个多月时间，我们要读耶利米书。
And so for the next month or so, we'll read the book of Jeremiah.
我们一定要祷告求主耶稣开我们的心窍。
And we need to ask the Lord to open our minds.
让我们从先知信的信息里面去看到主耶稣基督的救恩。
So that we can see the salvation of the Lord Jesus through the message of the prophet.
那这样子，我们在读耶利米书的时候，我们就可以把它读活了。
Then when we're reading the book of Jeremiah, it will be a more lively reading.
我们在读经的时候，我们一定会很喜乐。
Then we'll be joyful in our Bible reading.
我们一定会很警醒。
Then we'll be also be very alert.
我们一定会立志。
And we'll also make a determination.
绝对不能够让主耶稣基督这个救恩、这个慈爱离开我们。
That we cannot let the grace of salvation depart from us.
不要让我们去重换当时候选民的这个悲惨的下场。
That we will not commit the mistakes of the chosen people at this time.
所以这三个主要重点，如果我们能够抓住了
，And if we could grasp onto these three points,
那我们在读经的时候一定会很有趣的。
Then when we're reading the Bible, it will become more interesting.
慢慢去分析这里面的他神所跟我们讲的话。
And we can slowly analyze the words that that God is speaking to us.
这样的过程叫做在捡玛瑙。
And that this process is picking and collecting manna.
我们每一天不是都要去捡玛瑙吗
？And shouldn't we collect manna every day?
我们说我们现在是以色列选民嘛，我们是属灵的 神的选民呢？
And for the chosen one, the spiritual Israelites.
神要养活我们，不是只有靠这些物质的这些食物。
And God will not allow us, will not just give us these material foods.
我们的灵命能够很丰盛，一直成长，就是要靠这些属灵的粮食 ，manna。
If we want our spiritual life to be also fulfilled, then we need to rely on the spiritual manna.
这个 manna 是从天上降下来的。
This manna comes from heaven.
那天上降下来，我们要去捡。
And when it comes from heaven, we need to go collect them.
所以我们现在要带个篮子出去外面捡啊，像当时百姓这样子。
Now we need to take a basket and go out and collect them like the people at the time.
要捡，就是说我们要真的要去出去有一个行动，然后去做。
And to collect them means that we need to take action. And do it.
那所以今天我们在读圣经，其实就在捡 manna。
And today when we're reading the Bible, we're actually collecting manna.
那你看，当时候以色列百姓他们捡 manna 的时候，有一个过程很特别的要注意的。
And the time that the Israelites were collecting manna, there's a process they need to follow.
我们来看一下那个出埃及记的第十六章。
And let's turn to Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记的第十六章啊。
Exodus chapter 16.
那这一章在讲这个，当时候神降玛拿的时候啊，一开头的时候，神给百姓的吩咐了。
And here it talks about the instruction from the Lord when he asked them to go and collect manna.
那个第十六节。
In verse 16.
好，现在第十六节，请读到第十八节。
From verse 16 to 18. In verse 16, then this is what the Lord has commanded.Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. Verse 17. The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. Verse 18. And when they measured it by omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he needed.
好，你看他这一段圣经啊，当时候神说神所吩咐就是这样。他说你们按着个人的饭量。为帐篷里人按着人数 去捡玛拿，每一个人都是一个俄梅尔。
And here the Lord commanded them that they should go collect manna, as he needs, and take an omer for each person in his tent.
哦，啊，以色列人就这样做了，他们就这样做，有收很多的，有收少少的。
Yeah, so the Israelites did as they were told, and some gathered much, some gathered little.
哎，但是哦，那把它带回家里，带回来帐篷里面，用这个量器一量，通通都一样。
But when they take it back to their tent and measured it.They're all the same.
他说多收的没有余，少收的也没有缺啊。
Those who gather much do not have too much, and those who gather little do not have too little.
个人就按自己的饭量收取，每一个人最后都够。
And everyone gathered as much as he needed.
那第十九节继续说，他说所收的不许什么人留到早晨啊。
In verse 19, Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning."
也就是说，每一天都要去捡呢、啊，除了安息日啊。
And that is that they need to collect it every day.
不能够说我今天就收很多，我等下去接下去三天我通通不用去做了。
They cannot collect three days worth and not collect for the rest of the days.
你收很多进来，其实也不会变两罐，也就是一罐而已。
And no matter how much they gather, it will not amount to more than one jar.
啊，你这一罐你舍不得吃啊，就把它留到明天再说，隔夜就坏掉了。
And if you do not eat all of it, and you save it till morning, then it will spoil.
那每一天都去捡的时候，你每天都新鲜的食物可以吃，都养活他们的生命。
And if they collect it every day, then they will have fresh food to eat and will sustain their life.
那这个对我们来说是怎么应用
？And how do we apply this for our life?
我们今天每一天都读圣经。
And today, every day, we need to read the Bible.
就是在捡玛拿。
Then this is a collecting manna.
你看，我们有时候一章很长的。
And sometimes we'll read a very long chapter.
像今天如果耶利米书第二章哈
，If you read Jeremiah chapter 2,
一共有37节。
Yes, 37 verses.
哦，有时候我们读一章要读很久啊。
And sometimes it'll take us a long time to read the whole chapter.
那有时候一章只有五节而已啊，一下子就读光了。
And sometimes a chapter is only 5 verses.
但是不管多少，不管长短呢
，And no matter how much,
如果每一天我们都去读去捡
，If you read it every day and collect it every day,
捡回来之后。捡回来之后，一量通通都是当天你需要的东西。
And if you collect it every day and measure it, this is what you would need for the day.
今天就吃这个。
This is what you need for today.
然后明天还有明天的。
And tomorrow there will be tomorrow's portion.
所以我们今天读圣经就是这样子。
And this is the same way in reading the Bible.
每一天从神的话语里面去得到这些粮食。
That we could receive the words of the food from the words of the Lord.
啊，所以不用说哦，我今天一下子把它五章全这个礼拜七章全部把它读完了。
And we shouldn't try to read seven chapters for the all in one day for the entire week.
然后接下来我七天我就不用了。
Then for the next 7 days, you don't need to read.
那这个这个 mana 啊、哦，你不能过夜的。最后你还是这个东西都坏掉了。
And this mana would not hold until the morning. In the end, it will spoil.
所以其实我们在读圣经的时候，你每一天不管这个篇幅有多长，我们只要真的去捡去读它，我们一定可以让我们的灵命持续不断的。
And so, no matter how long a chapter is, as long as we continue to read every day, it will be able to sustain our spiritual life.
那我们只要能够去看到神所要我们学的东西，就是今天神所给我们这个俄美尔的这个粮食，我们吃的，我们的灵命就可以继续活下去。
If you could see what the Lord wants us to read and to receive this omer of food every day, then our spiritual life will be sustained.
所以不能够。不能够一天抓鱼，然后三天晒网，就是我今天去做，然后三天都不用了。
And so we cannot try to do a multiple days worth of work all in one day.
就是要每一天都做。
But we need to do them every day.
要每一天都读你当天要读的圣经。
And every day you should read what you ought to read.
那这样子，我们每一天都会从这个神的话里面去看到我们今天所要学习的。
Then we'll be able to see what the Lord wants us to learn every day.
好，所以虽然耶利米书有时候你可以看起来好像很无聊，其实它是很有趣的。
And so sometimes Jeremiah may seem very boring, but it's actually very interesting.
我们每一天都要这样去捡玛纳。
And every day we need to go and collect the manna.
那把你有感动的圣经节，把它特别做个记号。
And whatever verse that moves you, you need to remember them.
如果我们有特别的感动，你可以把它做一个注解。
If you have a very specially moved by a verse, you can take note of it.
在今天，在这一年度这个日子，我今天有这个感动，你把它记着。
And at a certain day, certain time, certain hour, I have this movement. I will like to record it.
如果我们每一天都照读经进度来读，我们三年多之后，我们会再读回来耶利米书的。
And if we read it according to the Bible reading every day. Then 3 years later, we'll come back to Jeremiah.
三年多之后，再回来看你当时候你所写的东西。
And so, 3 years later, if you look at what you have written down,
我们就能够去对照我们到底属灵的生命，我们在信仰上有没有成熟，我们有没有长大。
Then you can contrast whether or not your spiritual life has grown in the 3 years.
还是我们觉得说，哎，我以前怎么会这样想
？Or we'll think, why did I think this way 3 years ago?
我以前我怎么这么多感动，现在怎么都没有了
？Why is it that I was so moved at the time, but now I'm not?
这就是我们。信仰成长的记录。
And this is a record of our growth in our spirit.
所以我们读圣经的时候，我们要我们自己的圣经。
And so in reading the Bible, we need to have our own Bible.
把我们自己的感动都把它记下来。
And to record down what moved us.
那这样子，其实这个是神要把他的话放在我们的口中。
And so this is how the Lord will put His word in our mouth.
所以我们今天在讲这个题目的时候
，And so when we're talking about this topic,
我们一开始的时候可能会觉得说啊，这个就是。要叫我们去传福音。
And we may think in the beginning that this is to tell us to go preach the gospel.
没有错，这个就是神要我们传福音的。
And this is correct that God wants to preach.
但是更重要的就是，今天我们每一天每一个人，如果都能够从读经里面去得到神放在我们嘴巴里面的话语。
But what's more important is if every one of us can receive the word of the Lord that He has put into our mouth.
那这个话语就成为我们的粮食。
Then these words will become our food.
我们吃下去之后
，once we eat of it，
我们生命一定会越来越健壮。
Then our life will become stronger and stronger.
我们会得到像先知这样的勇气。
We'll receive the courage, like the prophets.
你看圣经里面记载很好几个先知啊，他们把神的话语当做那个食物把它吃了。
And there are many prophets recording the Bible that ate the words of the Lord like food.
所以有时候我们在读圣经，看哇，耶利米他怎么有办法承受这样的苦难
？And so when we read the Bible, we may think to ourselves, how can Jeremiah be able to withstand this kind of suffering.
他怎么这么勇敢
？Why is it that he's so brave？
你看，我们现在看一看耶利米他到底有多苦了。
You know, let's look at how much Jeremiah has suffered.
那你就知道说他到底怎么能够站得住了。
Then you can realize how he is able to withstand it.
现在看第37章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 37.
耶利米书第三十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 37。
这里在讲他被关起来。
And here it talks about Jeremiah in prison.
这是犹大国就要灭亡了，已经快要亡国了。
This is right before the destruction of the kingdom of Judah.
现在看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15. They were angry at Jeremiah and had him beaten and imprisoned in the house of Jonathan, the secretary, which they had made into a prison.
耶利米讲完话，人家对他生气就打他了。
And after Jeremiah spoke, they were angry at him and beat him.
先把他关起来。
And they imprisoned him.
好，关起来之后，那个现在耶利米哈、哦，第十八节说。
And after they imprisoned him in verse 18.
他关很久，其实十六节是说他被关了关很久了，关了好几天，很多日嘛。
And verse 16 says that he remained there a long time.
这个时候，这个王西底家王哦，就把他从监牢里面提出来，私底下到他的房间去问他说：“神有没有话要跟我说？有没有什么话临到你啊？”
In verse 17, King Zedekiah brought him to the palace and asked him privately, "Is there any word from the Lord?"
有，他说有。
And Jeremiah said yes.
你必交在巴比伦手中。
That you will be handed over to the king of Babylon.
这句话。但是王听了一定快昏倒了。
At that time, the king will not be very happy with
his words. 那个耶利米也没有跟他修饰一下，没有说哦，讲个拐弯抹角，他直接就讲有啊，你就被抓走啊。
And Jeremiah did not hold back in his message, and he said it very directly that you will be taken away.
好，然后现在耶利米就跟王说，我到底犯了什么错，你要把我关起来。
In verse 18, Jeremiah says to the king, "What crime have I committed that you will imprison me?"
第二十节。
In verse 20.
读二十节。
In verse 20, "But now, my lord, the king, please listen. Let me bring my petition before you. Do not send me back to the house of Jonathan, the secretary, or I will die there."
他很清楚这些把他关起来那些首领啊，准备把他杀了。
And he knew that the people that imprisoned him is ready to kill him.
好了，现在二十一节，现在王就出手把他救出来。
In verse 21, the king.Gave orders and saved him.
当时候其实他们已经被围攻，整个因为巴比伦王哦，后来来围攻耶路撒冷城，围攻了一年多。
And the king of Babylon has already surrounded the nation for over a year.
就是围攻耶路撒冷城，聚集他们把它围起来。
And they have already surrounded the city of Jerusalem.
他们当时候饥荒，没有东西吃了。
At that time, they didn't have no food to eat.
现在他说把他关在那个护卫兵的院中。
And now the king has placed him in the courtyard of the guards.
每一天就吃一个饼了。
And he was given bread, one piece of bread a day.
你看我们今天一天如果吃一个饼，你现在怎么过日子？
And if you only eat one piece of bread each day, how will you live?
当时候就是耶利米他的生活。
And this is the life of Jeremiah at the time.
好了，现在又被关很久了。
And now he remained there a long time.
这个事情还没有结束。
And this has not ended.
到最后，他们又把耶利米关抓起来了。
And later they captured Jeremiah again.
因为我们现在看第四节。
Let's reverse.
就是第三十八章第四节。
Chapter 38, verse 4. Verse 4. Then the official said to the king, "This man should be put to death. He is discouraging the soldiers who are left in the city, as well as the people, by the thing he is saying to them. This man is not seeking the good of these people, but their ruin."
第五节。
Verse 15, "He is in your hands," King Zedekiah answered. "The king can do nothing to oppose you."
第六节。
Verse 6, "So they took Jeremiah and put him into the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son, which was in the courtyard of the guard. They lowered Jeremiah by ropes into the cistern. It had no water in it, only mud, and Jeremiah sank down into the mud."
这就是后来耶利米先知他所遭受的对待。
And this is the treatment that Jeremiah received.
因为他所讲的话基本上就是当时候人不喜欢听的。
And because what he was speaking was the words that no one wants to hear.
那个首领所讲的也是事实啊。他说耶利米讲的话就是让他们的手发软。
And the official, what he said was true, that the words of Jeremiah were discouraging the people.
因为他说这个强大的巴比伦要来毁灭这个城。
Because he is saying that the mighty Babylon will come and destroy the city.
面对这个强大的敌人，出去投降你就活。
And
不要抵抗。
Opposing this great enemy, you need to surrender, then you will live.
可是当时候很多百姓认为说，我们这里有耶路撒冷圣殿，怎么可能会被敌人攻打？
But the people at the time feel that there is the holy temple in Jerusalem. How can they be destroyed?
所以这些首领就跟王施压，一定要处理这个耶利米先知。
And so the officials gave pressure to the king that they need to take care of Jeremiah.
最后西底家王也没有办法。
In the end, King Zedekiah cannot do anything.
他只能够顺服这些首领。
He can only go along with the officials.
这些首领就把耶利米拿起来，去把他丢在那个淤泥的那个水牢里面了。
And so these officials took Jeremiah and lowered him into a muddy cistern.
如果后来没有人去救他，耶利米就死在那里了。
If no one saved him, then Jeremiah would have died there.
当我们看到这样的描述的时候，
when we read this description,
如果是我们呢？
If it is us,
我们当时会有什么样的心情？
What kind of emotions will we have?
我们会不会妥协说啊，我当时实在是不应该讲这些话？
Will we compromise and say that I should not have said these words?
干脆跟大家一起说平安了，平安不就没事吗？
Then will you say everything will be okay and tell the people?
但是他就是没有啊，他就讲得很直接啊。
But this is not what he did. He spoke very directly.
因为这是神给他的话。
Because these are the words God has
given. 他就把它讲出来了。
And so he spoke them.
那为什么耶利米他能够这样子？
And so why is it that Jeremiah can do these?
因为神的手按在他的口。
And because the hands of the Lord has touched his mouth.
我们现在看回来耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
神伸手按我的口对我说。
And the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me.
这是用英文是说 touch.
And in the English it says touch.
神摸他的口。
And God has touched his mouth.
一摸之后，他说我已经把我的话放在你的嘴巴里了。
Once he touched his mouth, he says, I have put my words in your mouth.
你要去讲我要你讲的话。
Now you will speak the words I will want you to speak.
我吩咐你说什么你就说什么。
Whatever I command you, you will speak.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为我与你同在。
Because I am with you.
我要拯救你。
I will save you.
这是主神亲自说的。
These are the words that God has spoken to him himself.
当时候耶利米他其实他是自己觉得他是很年轻年幼的没有经验的。
At that time, Jeremiah thought that he is still very young.
他一开始他不知道他自己的角色。
In the beginning, he did not know his own position.
其实他一出生的时候就是很特别。
And in reality, he was very special when he was born.
因为当神初次跟他说话的时候，就跟他这样说了。
Because when God first spoke to him, this is what God said to him.
第五节
，verse five.
我还没有将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你了。
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
你还没有出你母胎的时候，我已经分别你为圣了。
Before you were born, I set you apart.
我已经派你做列国的先知了。
I appointed you as prophet to the nations.
哇，这个话耶利米一听到之后，他觉得很惊讶。
And when Jeremiah heard this, he was very surprised.
他说我年轻人，我怎么知道要讲什么话？
And he says, I'm just a young man. How do I know what to
say? 我不知道怎么说，因为我是年幼的。
I do not know what to say because I'm only a child.
而且还要去对列国讲话。
And now you want me to speak to the kings.
耶利米他怎么会有那种胆量？
How will he have the courage?
但是神跟他说，
But God said to him,
你不要说你是年幼的。
Do not say I'm only a child.
我派你去哪里，你就去。
You must go where I send you.
我吩咐你说什么，你就说。
You will say whatever I command you.
你不要害怕，我与你同在。
Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
这个时候，神特别伸手按他。
And here at this time, God reached out His hand.
按手之后说，我把我的话都给你的，放在你的嘴巴里的。
And touched him and said that now I have put my words in your mouth.
我今天立你做列国，在列国列邦之上。
And today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms.
你要做这一件工作。
That you will do this one work.
第十节说，你要施行。拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
And in verse 10 says, "You will uproot, tear down, destroy, and overthrow."
就是他的工作，就是要把那个坏掉，全部把它拆掉。
That he needs to destroy and uproot all that is corrupt.
把旧的拆掉之后，重新建立新的，栽植新的。
And to take down what is old and to build what is new.
要把那个败坏的信仰，把它毁了之后，重新建立一个新的。
And to destroy the corrupted faith and to build a new faith.
在这个地方就看到了。主耶稣基督救恩的意表了。
Then we here we could see the prefiguration of the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
当时候神特别出了这个动作，伸手按他的口。
At that time, the Lord especially did this action that he reached out his hand and touched his mouth.
这一按的时候，神的话就进入他了。
When he touched his mouth, the words of the Lord came into him.
今天我们多么渴望神也来按我，来伸手按我们的口。
And today we also desire for the Lord to put his hand onto our mouth.
神什么时候会伸手按我们的口呢？
When will God reach out and touch our mouth?
今天我们如果没有读圣经，怎么可能会被神的手按到呢？
And today, if we do not read the Bible, how will He touch our mouth?
今天如果我们没有祷告，没有在灵里面跟神沟通，我们怎么会领受神的这个话语呢？
And if we do not pray and have interaction with Him in the Spirit, how can we receive His words?
所以我们看耶利米他的表现，他这么样的勇敢呢？
So we can see that the brave actions of Jeremiah.
他所要做的工作这么艰难。
That he is able to do such difficult work.
全部都是从神的这个手按下去，神把他的话给他这个过程来的。
And this is all from the Lord touching him on his mouth.
神要耶利米做他的口,
and God wants Jeremiah to be his mouth.
然后要他先吃神的话语,
wants him to eat his words first.
我们现在看第15章,
let's read verse, chapter 15.
耶利米书15章,
Jeremiah chapter 15.
第16节,
chapter 15, verse 16.
15章16节,
chapter 15, verse 16. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty.
你看, 我得着你的言语, 就把当食物吃的。
When your words came, I ate them.
我的, 你的言语在我, 是我心中的欢喜快乐。
And they were my joy and my heart's delight.
因为我是称为你名下的人。
For I bear your name.
今天这句话, 今天这个动作, 就是我们要拿的。
And this is what we need to receive today.
因为我们今天也是称为神名下的。
Because we also bear the name of the Lord.
神要伸他的手来按我们的口。
God will reach out his hands and touch our mouth.
他要把他的话放在我们的口中。
He will put his words into our mouth.
他要我们勇敢地去领受他的话语之后, 去传达他的信息。
And he wants us to boldly preach his gospel once we receive his words.
是成为神的代言人。
And we need to be his spokesperson.
神的口, 神的话在我们口中, 就是要我们去讲。
And the words of the words of the Lord in our mouth is for us to speak.
第15章第19节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 19.
请读第19节。
In verse 19. Therefore, this is what the Lord says: If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them.
你看，特别记看到，你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，就可以当作我的口。And
it says, if you are worthy, not worthless words, then you will be my spokesman.
神把他的话放在我们的口中了。
God has already put his words into our mouth.
他要我们成为他的口，神要我们成为他的口。
God wants us to become his mouth.
那我们的口要一定先能够把宝贵的跟卑贱的分别。
Then our mouth must be able to discern what is worthy and what is worthless.
也就是说，我们一定要谨慎我们的言语，我们的舌头。
That is, we need to be mindful of our tongue.
我们的嘴，我们的口，如果是要是说神的话语，就不能够出污秽的话。
If our mouth speaks the words of God, then we cannot speak unclean words.
我们要知道什么是圣洁的，什么是污秽的。
We need to know what is clean and what is unclean.
让我们的话语如果能够圣洁,
so if our words can be clean,
基本上我们的全身就已经不会污秽到哪里去了。
Then our whole body will not be unclean.
因为按照雅各书说，我们今天最难控制的就是我们的舌头。
Because the book of James says that what is most difficult for us to control is our tongue.
如果舌头勒得住，我们的全身基本上就能够圣洁。
If we can control our tongue, then we can control the whole body.
那因为我们有这样一个使命。
And because we have this commission,
我们要成为 主耶稣基督的口,
that we need to become the mouth of the Lord
去传扬他的福音,
and to preach his gospel.
愿主耶稣带领我们,
may the Lord guide us.
让每个人都能够从读经里面领受他的话,
so that every one of us may receive his words from Bible reading.
能够成为主的代言人, 能够不惧怕, 很勇敢地去传讲他的福音,
and to become the spokesman of the Lord and to boldly preach his word.
我们的唱诗172首,
let's sing hymn 172.